Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we go into your word this morning. I'm asking the Holy Spirit, Father, to be here with me, to speak through me, so that the words, Father, are not mine but yours. And we know that He will give us guidance. We ask Him to open our hearts and minds, Father, to be receptive unto the truth of your word, and to give us greater understanding. Now, Father, be with us to study this morning and help us, Father, as we go through this first chapter of 1 Kings. And I'm asking this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As I just said, we're going to be going through the first chapter of 1 Kings. Now, when we get into these books back in the Old Testament, we run into a lot of names that are hard for us to pronounce just right. Because my Bible, for one, did not break them down at all to help with the pronunciation of them, let alone break them down as the Jewish men would. All right, verse 1. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. 2. Wherefore his servants said unto him, Let there be salt for my Lord, the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord, the king, may get heat. 3. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishai, the Shuhamite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. Now where our Bible says knew her not, I've read 1 Kings in the Jewish Bible that I have. And it just comes out and lets you know that he did not have sex with her. Strictly, she was there for warmth. And back then, as these four verses describe a type of the therapy widely practiced in ancient times, in which the body of a healthy person was used to help a sick one. Now, she would lay with him and against him so that he could get her body heat also. But sexually, he was not mistreating her or doing anything wrong with her. Now, 5. Then Adonijah, get it right in the middle. This is the king's son. The son of Haggith, that was his mother, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. Now you see, here's one that knows better than to do what he's doing. Because he knew that the king and God had chosen another one to be king. Not Adonijah. But he's putting together a pretty good sized group here of men to run before him, as this puts it. And as we read there in 5, David's first four sons were Ammon, Chileb, Absalom, Adonijah. Ammon and Absalom had suffered violent deaths. And Chileb had died in childhood. Therefore, Adonijah would assume that he had a legitimate right to the throne. However, even Adonijah knew that the Lord had selected Solomon as David's successor. But he's going against not only his father, but against the Lord God also. And he's thinking he can get enough built to just take over. And as we go on here, 6, and his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very godly man, a goodly man. And his mother bare him after Absalom. and he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest, and they followed Adonijah, helped him. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathanael the prophet, and Shemaiah, and Rea, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen, fat cattle by the stone of Zohil, which is by Enrigel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, and the king's servants. Now he's called all of them to throw a party. But Nathanael the prophet, and Benaniah, and the mighty man, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Before Nathanael spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? He's already declared himself king. Now, 12. Now therefore, come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that they mayest save thy own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee in unto King David, and say unto him, didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then does Adonijah reign? 14. Behold, while they yet talk there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm the words. And Bathsheba went in unto the king into the chamber. And the king was very old. And Abishag, the Shuhamite, ministered unto the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king, and the king said, what wouldst thou? And she said unto him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly, Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. 18. And now behold, Adonijah, and now my lord the king, thou knowest it not. She letting him know, the king know, that his son is claiming to be king and reigning, and he didn't even know it. 19. And he has slain oxen, fat cattle, and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king and Abiathar, the priest, and Joab, the captain of the host, but Solomon thy servant has he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. 21. Otherwise, it shall come to pass when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. 22. And lo, while she yet talked with the king, Nathanael the prophet also came in. And they told the king, saying, behold, Nathan the prophet when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathanael said, my lord, O king, as thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon thy throne. 25. For he has gone down this day and has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the king's sons and the captains of the host and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him and say, God save King Adonijah. 26. But me, even me, thy servant and Zogah, the priest, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and the servant Solomon, has not been called. 27. Is this thing done by my lord the king, and thou hast not showed it unto thy servant, who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? 28. Then King David answered and said, call me Bathsheba. And she came to the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, as the Lord liveth, that he has redeemed my soul out of all distress. 30. Even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, assuredly, Solomon, thy son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day, even wait until his death, because he knows that by then Adonijah would probably have enough, and he would kill Solomon and all of that, all of those around him. So he's going to do it himself while he's still living. 31. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, let my lord King David live forever. 32. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. 33. The king also said unto them, take with you the servants of your lord, and call Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gilgal, and let Zadok the priest and Nathanael the prophet anoint him there king over Israel, and blow ye with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. 35. Then ye shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, Amen. The Lord God of my Lord, the king, say so too. 37. As the Lord has been with my Lord the king, even so be he to Solomon and make his throne greater than the throne of my Lord King David. Now you see, here David's son had put together an army of men, made himself king, knowing that his dad, David, and God both had chosen Solomon to precede David's death and become king. So he's finding out now it didn't do him any good. But you know, when we go against the things of Almighty God, there's a time we need to fear. All right, 38. So Zadok, the priest, and Nathaniel, the prophet, Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, went down and called Solomon to ride upon King David's mule and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took a horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon, and they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people fight with fights and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent at the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it as they made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? You see, they're just finding out now that Adonijah is not king. Now, 42. While he yet spake, behold, Jonathan, the son of Abiathar, the priest, came, and Adonijah said unto him, come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bring a good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, really, our Lord King David has made Solomon king, and the king has set with him Zadok the priest, Nathaniel the prophet, Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathaniel the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon. And they are come up from thence rejoicing, so that the city ring again. This is the noise that you have heard. And also, Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. 48. And also thus saith the king, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which has given one to sit on my throne this day my eyes even see it. 49. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid, rose up and went every man his way. They drove off and left Adonijah. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon and arose and went and called oath on the horns of the altar. 51. And it was told Solomon, saying, behold, Adonijah heareth King Solomon. For lo, he has called hold on the horns of the altar, saying, let King Solomon swear unto me today that he will not slay his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, if he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. 53. So King Solomon sent, they brought him down from the altar, and he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, go to thy house. He's let him go now, even though he had tried to steal the kingdom of his dad, knowing that his dad and God both had chosen another. He knew that. Now, yet he was going against both. But you see, it didn't work. Not even back then. Let me tell you something. It didn't work back then with him. It sure ain't gonna work with us today to go against the word of Almighty God today. It will not work at all. We have now come to the end of chapter 1 of 1 Kings. Now, the good Lord willing, picking up with chapter 2 this evening and continuing on. Where all God is going to leave me right now, I don't know whether he'll leave us in the Old Testament until we finish it, or just what he's going to do. I'm praying every day about, what do you really want of me? What is your plan for the world today? And what is my part in it? And that's the way we all need to be praying. Because there is a part for you. It does not matter who you are. There is a part for you. Now, you know, I am accused of being a woman hater. I'm not. I love you women. I wish I had a church full of godly women. God has a work for you. It's not the same work that he's got for men, but he's got a work for you that really is real hard for mankind to try to do. And if you will do the work that God has for you to do, then you won't need to be looking for anything else. But walk with God, filled with the Spirit, and let him guide you in what he wants you to do. And don't listen to mankind but listen to the word of Almighty God as He directs you. And He'll guide you. You know, He has told you, ladies, to share His word and all, and to teach other women to treat their husbands, how to raise their children, and how to care for their home. And then spend time in the Word of God and with your husbands and with God in prayer. You'll find that your life is full. But a lot of men today have shirked their work for the Lord. And they have used every excuse that they could possibly think up in order to be somewhere else instead of with the assembly of others for the purpose of worshiping God. They want to do things their own way. Well, I think. It does not matter what I think. It's what the Lord my God has said. That's what we need to be thinking about going ahead and doing. And if we'll do that, then we'll never go wrong. But if we don't, and we continue making excuses, we'll find ourselves following the things of this world out here and the wrong ones, and we'll be pulled away from the things of Almighty God and His kingdom, and we can be lost throughout eternity. You may not care right now. You may say, oh, well, when I'm gone, I'm just gone. There's a lot of them saying that. No, I've got news for you. You're not. You see, that spirit of you that is in this body, keeping it going, is not going to quit existing. But it can wind up in that lake of fire and the torment of that and the pain throughout eternity. That's in God's word. That's not mine. That's His. And He keeps His word and His promises. That's why that when you will do the things He's told you to do, and you do it from the heart and your mind, you'll find that you are saved. And then as you continue in your study, continue learning, continue growing, He has more and more for you to do. But you can choose to walk away. Be careful. Because God will not lie, and He will keep His word and His promise. All right, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace for them. But even more than that, I pray that they will walk away from the law, the Mosaic law, and go to the Lord Jesus Christ and come under grace with their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. Now, Father, this land in which I live, filled with evil that has been brought upon this land by those that are sitting in high places that are filled with evil, and right now planning to bring more evil upon this land, I pray, Father, that they be removed from office and be replaced with those that love you, love the Lord Jesus, the church, love the people, your people, and love this land, and will work with us to put our government back on the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those that are in my heart, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby and Millie Johnson. Father, my wife, all of those there in Brandenburg, in the nursing home, Sue Branson, Daryl and Debbie, James Taylor, Courtney and Shane, Chris, Sam, and that little thing. And Father, all of our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, and each member of our family. Because, Father, we all have family members walking in darkness. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work with them. And as He works with them, and as we work with them, may they see and understand, Father, that they need something more than themselves. They need the Lord Jesus Christ. And that they will come out from darkness, Father, to the light, that light being Jesus. Now, Father, once again, keep us all in health. Keep us safe through this day. And bring us all back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your world. This I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Everyone, have a good day. And have a day that you walk with God. He'll walk with you. And I pray to see you at 6 this evening. Bye-bye now.